Meet your next audiobook listen, All Hallows by Christopher Golden. This supernatural thriller is eerily set on Halloween night in 1984. Family dramas are coming to a head, a neighborhood is falling apart, and four kids who don't belong show up to add a creepy level of mystery to an already unsettled scene. That's all before the real thrill and gore begin. This deadly thriller by New York Times best-selling author Christopher Golden is now available on Spotify.
The Walk.
Episode 8.
I sort of can't believe we've had 2 days here without anyone attacking us. No burn, no police, no terrorists. What's happened, Charlie? Are they in half term or something?
Could be the burn are waiting to see if their flight drop will bring you to them without them having to do anything else.
I suppose as we get closer to more populated areas, it's going to be harder and harder for them to launch an all-out attack.
But easier for them to get to you in a crowd. Can't tell who's burn and who's not, really. Remember Inverness Station?
Oh, yeah. You told me about that. That was when Walker ended up with one of the boxes, right? I guess you'll never be allowed to say who you really are, eh, Walker? It's okay. It's just like the internet. Fake names and implausible handles. And each of us has a different reason for being here. Lawrence got given the box by his Professor Emmanuel. You got one because you're some sort of spy or courier or whatever. And I got one... Hey, why did I get one, Charlie? I mean, you asked me to take one, so I took it. But I never asked you why you trusted me with it. Never really asked any questions at all.
That's the reason you got one.
I'm pretty sure it's because you think I'm a paranoid conspiracy theorist. You have done since we first met on that forum, so you know I wouldn't trust anyone who tried to take it away from me. I know that's what you think of me. For a while, I didn't even really believe it was you on the earpiece.
Yeah, I do trust you.
Hey, I bet you're glad I'm paranoid now, right? Paranoid people are very useful.
When everyone really is out to get you. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, who else got one? Me? Walker? Lawrence? There must be others, right?
You can't get me that easily. You know that's classified.
Yeah, but I bet I could guess what kind of person you'd choose. I'm betting there's a police officer somewhere out there carrying one. Or maybe, like, a coast guard? Someone official. And maybe one of those wealthy industry people who help you out with stuff. Oh, I bet you've got one of those super cool urban parkour people. You know, like in Casino Royale or that Madonna video?
Emma, stop.
I'm just playing a game. I don't really expect you to tell me anything.
Look, that town you're heading into, it's on fire.
What do you think, Charlie? Still safe?
It looks like only one part of town's on fire. Where the petrol station was. Someone was probably trying to siphon off fuel after the pumps died, got careless with matches or something electrical. Or it's the burn. Or someone else.
We're going to need to be paranoid this trip, Walker. A chunk of the town is on fire. Could be just an accident. Could be something much worse.
Luckily for you, the pharmacy's right on the edge of town. Head in from the west. You should be able to get in, get out, quick as you like.
Famous last words.
Paranoid conspiracy nut.
Oh, this is weird. Empty streets, no one around. I don't like it.
Pharmacy's on your left. Maybe there's someone still there who can sell you...
Yeah. I don't think anyone there's going to be selling us anything. Window smashed. Door half off its hinges. I highly doubt they'll be accepting my loyalty card anymore.
Want to head back? Paul is... I think he's doing okay.
We'll look around. 90 seconds tops, right, Walker? Grab what we can. Get out of here. Okay, good. Looks like whoever was here hasn't taken everything. Probably just heading for the prescription stuff. You look that way, I'll look this side. Nurofen Plus. Migraleave. Some codeine. What have you found, Walker? Antibiotics. Amazing. And energy bars. Good thinking. We'll fill our packs. Come on, let's get out of here before...
Oh, damn.
What is that noise? Okay. Yeah, I can see it. A gang. About 20 people. Carrying crowbars. Pickaxes. They don't look like Byrne. No uniforms. But I'm gonna go out on a limb and say they're not opera fans on an outing.
Must be the people who smashed up this shop.
Blocking the way we came into town.
Go out the back of the shop. Come on, hurry.
How does this happen so quickly? A little town like this. How does it get lawless so fast?
Might have been a gang moved in. Might have always been here. But with a breakdown of law and order, huge petrol fire, lack of news from the outside.
Lack of television. That thing's mind control, you know, to keep us docile.
I know you think so.
Seriously, you should see the studies on what watching TV does to your brain.
I have seen the studies. They're just not... Whichever the reason, you need to stay out of their way. They're chasing some poor man down now.
Wait, they're chasing someone. We have to help.
No, you have to not help. My mission priority is to get you safely to Edinburgh. We can't put that in jeopardy, not for some man who's got himself dangled up.
Look, Walker, I can see him. They're searching for him, but they're looking in the wrong place. He's sneaking to that smashed up stationery shop. Psst. Hey, come this way. We're getting out of here.
Hey, you guys gonna get me out of here? Pretty nice of you. What's the plan?
Plan?
My plan was, I hid a couple of blasting explosives in that store. My dad used to work in construction. I know a little bit about TNT. I was gonna draw them in there, get out the back, and then bring the building down on them. What do you got?
I think our plan was...
Street on your left, as fast as you can. Then first right, third left, second right by the statue.
Run! We have to slow down.
Okay. Just make sure you keep moving. You're out of their eye line for the moment, but you need a way out of town.
Who are those guys? And why are they chasing you?
Jackson LeVar. Came looking for a wilderness adventure around the highlands of Scotland. I gotta say, this is a wilder adventure than I expected. And they're chasing anyone who's not part of their gang. I think they're a drugs gang from Inverness. They arrived here a couple of days ago, blew up the gas station just to show they meant business. Most of the people in town cleared out.
And you didn't because...
I was backpacking in the area, you know? Wild camping. Really getting to know the highlands on the level of the soil. I heard about what happened here from some people on their way out, and I just wanted to see what it was like here. I've never seen a town go totally, like, mob rule before.
Ah, he's an idiot.
And you didn't leave because...
The gang have most of the roads in and out covered, and those they don't.
Stay back! We will fire if you approach any nearer.
Aha!
Barricaded by the remaining townspeople. Interesting.
This is just like being in a Hollywood movie.
Loads of people tend to die in those movies. Guys, take the turning by the fountain. There's a back road out of town. Go. There's no way out. I thought they might have forgotten this little lane, but all the roads out of the town are covered either by that gang or by the brigade of righteous town people.
Rather take my chances with the townsfolk than the gang.
Yeah, see, the thing is, they're going through everyone's bags. Making sure you're not looters. So we might be able to talk our way out, as long as you...
That's okay. We're not looters. Oh, except we did sort of loot some things. But we wanted to pay for them. See, I brought money.
I'm not sure that's going to make a difference, but... Sure, let's try. Walk this way. Easy as you like.
Stop right there. We've seen your kind before. Lollygaggers! Gawpers!
No. We just came to get medicine for my friend. He's... He's really ill. Up in the hills. He needs some medicine. See?
Do you take us for fools? Aye, you've got a friend, and he really needs all this tinned food and all these other supplies. We know what you are. Hoarders. Looters.
No, I...
Please. Please. You gotta let us out. She doesn't want to say. She's too afraid to tell anyone, but... We got 3 kids. Up in the mountains. Connor, Peter, and, little Jordan. Jordan's only 2 years old. We got stuck in this town when we came to look for medicine. Jordan's real sick. Been coughing and coughing, and it just won't stop. None of the cars are working. We hope we might find a doctor, but no one's here. We met Walker here on the way. Walker has some medical knowledge, don't you? Please, you gotta help us. Let us go and take Jordan some antibiotics. I just don't know if he'll make it.
It could be a trick.
Do you want to take that risk?
He might be lying.
He might be telling the truth.
Where are these children?
In Broxton House. We left them there while we came to look for medicine.
They're gonna be okay, honey. We'll get back to them as soon as these nice people let us pass. She's so worried she can barely say a word. We'll get right back there now, honey. Hey.
You can go through. But quickly. Quickly!
Fine. Go!
You are amazing back there, Jackson. How did you come up with that so quickly?
I always did do well at the high school play. And, hey, you're on your way now. Broxton House?
Actually, we arranged to meet our friends a few miles out of town.
Great! I'll walk with you a bit. This is going to make one hell of a story to tell the folks back home.
So cold, I can see my breath steaming out in front of me. I think there might be little flakes of ice in it.
Charlie, did you really have to drag us outside at silly o'clock in the morning? I was just getting used to having an actual bed with actual sheets and an actual extremely warm duvet on it.
Don't be such a moaner, Lawrence. What would have been better? Letting us have a nice lie-in followed by a nice being shot in the head while we slept?
I had to get you out of there. There are... about a dozen people heading towards the house, and at least 3 have got guns. They're less than a mile away now.
You see? Charlie's always got our best interests at heart.
No, I know. I'm sorry. Just not a morning person.
Yesterday, you said you weren't a night owl.
Well, I'm basically not a fan of lateness or earliness. Anyway, if we're in such a hurry, why is Paul lollygagging along behind us? His arm's not still bothering him, is it?
No. He's faking it so he and Elizabeth can keep Jackson occupied while we talk to Charlie.
Is it the burn coming after us, do you think?
I'm not sure. They're not wearing any sort of uniform. It could be part of a gang that took over the local town.
They're armed and they're following us. Right now it doesn't really matter why, does it?
Okay. You can let the others catch up. We'll see what happens when those people get to the house.
Let me do it again. Emma, Lawrence, Wing Commander Stanton, Paul, Walker. Now backwards. Walker, Paul, Wing Commander Stanton, Lawrence, Emma. There. Got him.
There are only 5 of us.
6, including me. You guys will include me, right? I mean, we're kind of a team now. I helped you get those meds, right? How you doing, Paul? How's that arm holding up, huh?
Maybe better not to hit the arm.
Gotcha. No sweat. So, early morning start, huh? Up at cockcrow. Very enthusiastic. Why are we up at cockcrow anyway?
Some shady types are heading towards the house. Thought it best not to be there when they arrived.
Shady types? Yeah, that does sound bad. So, you must have been up before cockcrow if you saw those shady types coming our way and got us up at cockcrow.
Oh, that had nothing to do with us. It was
chance. It was pure chance. We just got lucky. I got up to use the toilet and spotted their torches out of the window.
Hey, that's great. Just getting lucky has saved my skin more times than I can tell you.
Yes, that's not hard to believe.
Keep moving, guys. They just got to the house. Kicked down the door and went straight in.
Well, this is lovely, isn't it? A brisk morning stroll. Who's up for making it just a little bit brisker?
Good news! They're looting the place. I can see their heat signatures on the satellite tearing through the rooms, and they're passing all the valuables out of the window. Anything they can't take, they're smashing.
And this is good news?
What's good news?
We used Stanton's binoculars while you were having a pee. Road's clear behind us. It doesn't look like those guys are interested in following us. They must have just wanted to rob the house. We can relax now.
That's good. Do we know where we're heading today?
Harsham Park House. Not far away. My sources tell me we should be able to rest there.
Harsham Park.
Should be an excellent safe house. I've set it up just like the last one.
Hey, what sources are those? I mean, the phones are cut off. Who are you talking to?
We're issued with briefing packs on the areas we're stationed in. I meant that I suspect that that house will be safe.
I'm sure I've heard of Harsham Park somewhere.
So, what made you guys decide to go south? Did you know each other ahead of time? Are you members of the same soccer team? Oh, sorry. I mean football.
We're complete strangers. Just met trying to get out of Inverness. We're working together to get out of the EMP blast radius.
So, did you do those earrings yourselves? Kind of a blood brotherhood fellowship of the ring kind of thing? Then why hasn't Stanton got one? And why haven't you, Paul? I guess because of your arm, right? You don't want to risk blood poisoning.
Yeah, something like that. Walker, why don't you hang back with me? I need to talk to you. That bloke Jackson's a bit inquisitive, isn't he?
I thought you'd like him. He's enthusiastic, anyway.
Too blooming enthusiastic. Feels like there's something he's not telling us.
I think he's just a harmless idiot.
Thought I was your only harmless idiot.
You'll always be my very special harmless idiot, Lawrence. I think Jackson will be fine, just as long as you don't mention anything about me.
We'll show him the devices. We'll say why we're going to Edinburgh. Oh, we should have thought of this earlier and come up with a better cover story than we're just a few random strangers walking to Edinburgh for no discernible reason.
You're all doing very well. We'll ditch him the next opportunity that comes up.
Yeah. Hey, Charlie, can you listen into what Jackson's asking about and let us know?
I can just fetch you into Emma's audio.
No, but I want to talk to Walker for a second.
Sure thing. Just a sec.
Walker, get your Charlie comms device out of your bag. I've got something to show you. Yeah. I mean, look at that amazing view. With the marshes, they're so beautiful. With the fog hanging over them, they're just... There. See? I've worked out how to turn Charlie's comms off. Now we can talk without her listening in if we want. I know. Charlie's kept us safe. She saved my life. She saved your life, all of us. But doesn't her story seem a bit weird to you? I mean, we're carrying these things that have some vital evidence in them about the terrorists, right? But Charlie can somehow get through the EMP or whatever and communicate with us. So why can't she get the information off the devices herself? God, it's really muddy around here. Come on, head this way with me. We'll have time to talk. And we'll meet up with the others after they take the long way round. But what I'm saying is, Charlie doesn't have to be a bad person. But we don't really know who she's working for. Oh, maybe she's been deceived herself, you know? I mean, sitting alone in Geneva, orders coming in over the telephone or whatever... What if her orders have been, like, intercepted? Now, we know there are some bad people out there, yeah? The ones with guns, shooting random stuff and blowing people up.
But do we really know that those are the people looking for us and not the terrorists? I mean, maybe it's been the terrorists causing the harm all this time, and this, the burn, are just the people trying to get these things back. Oh, maybe we really are taking them into the hands of the enemy. Oh, I don't know. I was just thinking about it anyway. I couldn't say any of it to Charlie.
Hey, guys!
We'll be with you in a little bit, Emma!
Yeah, I've got a plan, is the thing, and you seem the most trustworthy of the bunch. I want to talk it through with you.
Are you ready to finally access your intuition, to dive deeper into your soul's purpose, to manifest abundance, joy, peace, and ease, and let it all be fun? Well, if so, come check out the Highest Self podcast. It's the number one spirituality podcast. And now we're on video here on Spotify. My name is Sahara Rose. I'm here to be your spiritual bestie, and I can't wait to share my grounded approach to spirituality with you. So tune into Highest Self podcast, and I'll see you there.